Again, we hear from James, for every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature can be tamed, and he has been tamed by mankind, but no human being can tame the tongue. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, if you have ever owned a dog or you own a dog, you know the joy it is of when you teach them a new trick. Brings you great joy, doesn't it, right? You always say, good boy, good girl, right? You give them treats, right? Sometimes it takes longer for some dogs than others, right, to be tamed, to be trained, right? Just recently, my wife and I, we like to train our dogs sporadically. If we come across a new trick, it's like, oh, let's try that, right? Most recently, we trained our dog Finnegan how to spin around, right? Spin around, right, for a treat, and it took him only 5-6 minutes to get it, right? We led him around with the treats, right, kind of go in a circle, right? He picked it up just like that, right? He's definitely a smart boy, right? But it brings owners of, if you've had a dog, it brings you great joy, doesn't it, right? When your dog finally it clicks, right? When they learn how to shake or beg or roll over, right? That's one thing now that he knows how to spin around. He gets spin around and roll over confused. So now we try to get him back, you know, lay down, roll over, Finn. But then he just spins around because he's just so hung up on that one trick. Right, but not just dogs, right? You see all types of animals, right, throughout humanity and human history, right? Humans have always had this odd fascination with training animals, taming animals, teaching them to do things that you and I would normally do, but it can be done, right? It can be done with any animal, right? Over a long period of time, which is practice and training. It can be done. Animals have been tamed, right? Dogs haven't always been domestic house pets, right? They were used to be wild. But over time, right, humanity even tamed and trained dogs. James has a very interesting point when he talks about the tongue and words that we use in our conversations. He brings this very interesting illustration talking about how animals can be tamed and trained, right? But not the human tongue, not words that humans use. And he goes on to explain and use the illustration how the words that people can use be like a wildfire, how it rages uncontrollable. And when you think about it, you look at just your own personal lives, but you look in the world in which we live, how true is that? How true it is, how difficult for humanity to control and tame the words that they use in their conversations, the words that we speak to each other. All you got to do is just turn on the news or go on social media in this political year that we are trying to get through. How quick people use their words in such an uncontrollable way, untamed, in a violent way even. How people have used their words, how people continue to use their words uncontrollably to put down others, to spread vicious lies about other people or groups of people. How people use their words uncontrollably to defame other people's character, their reputation, to not speak a kind word about someone else, but rather attack, to put them down. And it's not just in the secular world that we see this especially in the church. How people in the church, I'm not talking about here at St. Mark, but just in general, the people in the church, how people so many times use their words in such an untamed and uncontrollable way to benefit themselves, to make themselves look better, to put down others, to hurt their neighbor's reputation and their image and who they are. How quick people are to not put the best construction on the situation, to blow things out of proportion. We see this in the church even. And that's why James reminds the early church how hard and difficult it is to control the tongue, how hard and difficult it is to control the words that we use. Because he says, where does it come from? It comes from evil. Just like everything that we say and do. Everything that we say and do stems from our evil, sinful nature. Especially the words that we use. It all derives from a selfish, innate, sinful desire that lives in our hearts and minds. And so no matter how hard we try to use our words in a good way, in a beneficial way, we should be using our words to help build others up, to encourage and support, to help and defend, to speak good of others, to use our words, yes, when someone sins, to call them to repentance, but never to destroy them, never to put them down, but to help them, to guide them back to following God's law. We should be using our words in a positive way, but we don't. Because the words that we use, even yes, come from our own evil, selfish desires. The very thing that's corrupted us completely and entirely. And because of this, that's why James says we can't train ourselves. We can't tame our words and our tongue by ourselves, because on our own, we're left in our sin. On our own, we're left to destruction. Not only destroying ourselves, but destroying each other with the words that we might use. That's why James says later on in the same passage, from the same mouth comes blessing and cursing. So people of St. Mark, how should we be using our words? How should we be speaking? What does God expect of us as his people? How have you used your words today already? How have you used your words this morning upon entering the church? Because it's so easy, even in the church, for us church people, followers of Christ, people of God, it's so easy because of our sinfulness to use our words that only benefit ourselves and to put others down and to hurt and to harm. That cursing that James talks about. But as James says, that should not be so. But we can't train and tame our words on our own doing. We can't. But how do we use our words to bless rather than to curse? By starting in the Word. Grounding our words and our tongue on the Word of God and what he expects of us, what he requires of us according to his law, to use our words in a way that is positive, God-fearing, in a way that is godly, in a way that shows compassion and love and kindness to our neighbor. Yes, once again, using our tongue and our words to call out sin, but to lead those people to repentance, to ask God for forgiveness, to help and to guide those who are erring and who have gone astray, to use our words to bless them, to help them, to redirect them, to guide them, to bless them with God's word, never to curse them, never to condemn them, never to hurt and harm them, not to tarnish their reputation, but to build them up, to support them, to encourage them. To use our words to not benefit ourselves, but to benefit each other and our fellow neighbor. To use our words in a godly way. And we see Jesus uses words in the Gospels. Of course, he uses words to curse, but never people. He uses words to curse sin and evil, the root of the problem living within us. His words were always meant to bring blessing for you, for humanity, for all of creation. He brings words of blessing. It's the gospel. He brings words to bless you, to comfort you, to restore you, to forgive you, to save you. And that's how we ought to be using our words as well. Tamed by the gospel. Trained by the hearing and receiving of God's holy word. Using our words, just like Jesus does, to bless others, to help others, to have our words be grounded in wisdom and truth, not in seeking after foolish lies that seek to destroy other people, to put them down, to use our words to help others, to build them up, to help them in their time of need, to help them when they've gone astray, to restore them when they've sinned and fallen short of God's expectations. To have all of our words trained in the gospel and by the gospel. To let the word of God lead us in how we interact with the world in which we live. To bless the world in which we live in. To bless the people in our lives. Whether it's your fellow church members here at St. Mark or the world, the people outside these walls, whoever they are. To let the gospel lead you in your language and how you speak to others. To let it train you up to know God's righteousness. And to know the righteousness that God has given to you in your holy baptism. The baptism that is within you now as the Holy Spirit resides in your heart and mind, guiding you, forming the words from his holy word to guide you in your speech. To train you to follow after Christ's righteousness, to live in that righteousness, to share in that righteousness together, and to share that news of his righteousness with the world in which we live. It can be pretty easy to train up and to tame an animal. But it's so difficult to train our tongue. The words, the language, the speech that we use with each other. And on our own, we can't train ourselves. There's just no way we can do it. It's only by gathering together as his people, gathering in your homes, taking out God's word by yourself. It's here where God trains us to know what to say, to know how to interact with each other here in the church, how to interact with people in the world in which we live in. There's no way we can tame our words on our own. No way. But thanks be to God, he gives to us his holy word. His word that he's given to us to bless us. To know right from wrong. To know how to love and to serve our neighbor in any circumstance. He's given you the words of life. The words of Jesus that he brought into the world to bless all of creation. This will train you. This will always teach you to know right from wrong. This will train you to speak his words of sweet gospel hope, to speak words that build up our world, build up our community of Sheboygan that we live in, to build up one another here in St. Mark. So how are you using your words today and every day? May they be words that bless God, and may they be words that bless your neighbor and any interaction that you have, and each and every conversation, that they all might be grounded in the gospel and God's holy and precious word that blesses you today and each and every day. In the holy name of Jesus, and all of God's people said, amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and lives, and it's through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. So having heard the very word of God, I invite you to please stand now as you're able, as we join our hearts in prayer, lifting our prayers for the whole church.